Amen. Have you got time for a little word? Let's go to the Word of God. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 8. Amen. Just through the week, feeling a little something for today's service, and want to help you out. While you're looking for that or preparing to read with us, I'd like to ask those of you that will, here's where we really need some help, and everybody here qualifies. Amen. This your first day at Landmark, then we can't waste any time. You need to get involved in Beast Feast. Amen. And what we need, most people are signing up to cook and to serve food and to bring food, make food, and that's wonderful. I think we're pretty much covered in that regard. What we need now is those that will help us with setup before, with the tables and chairs and all of that. And we need people that will help us clean up afterwards, make everything look like Beast Feast never happened, so we can have good church the very next day. Amen. That's what we need at this time. And so if you would please help us out. Amen. No one's too small to do a great job like cleanup. Amen. And so we need everybody we can possibly get. And so if you would, there is a sign-up sheet. Somebody help me. Where's the sign-up sheet? Okay, it's by where we receive your credit card for offering before service, right by the credit card table, for lack of a better term. Amen. Amen. And incidentally, if you didn't know that, we will swipe your card for offering. A bunch of you young couples don't have a bit of cash on. If you did, it would be spent today. And so everything's credit and debit and probably some other things I don't even know about. But we can help you with that at the table there before service. She'll give you a receipt. When the offering goes around, you can just drop your receipt in there. And that'd be a blessing to the kingdom of God as well. Praise God. Amen. So get your name on the line with a made-up mind and help us with Beast Feast, because I believe this is going to be one of the biggest ones we've ever had. Amen. I think it was some maybe 15,000 tracks that we ordered, and this is the last batch right here that we have for Beast Feast. So at the end of the service, I want you to come down and get you a fistful of these and make sure they all get passed out. And so everyone in Davidson County gets an opportunity and gets a chance to come. Maybe twice. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. 1 Timothy 2 and 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. I'm going to tie that into Easter here in just a little while. But I want to preach a subject simply entitled, The Definition of a Bad Day. The Definition of a Bad Day. Now, there's a lot of things that can go into making a day kind of bad. Amen. If you're anything like some folks I know outside of Landmark, I hope I said that loud enough. Outside of Landmark, if you're like any of those folks that I know, then if you're not having a bad day, that makes a bad day. Because you woke up with your mindset to have a bad day. They did. Praise God. But so there's a lot of things that can go into the definition of a bad day. But there was one particular day that was pretty bad. Amen. Let's look to the Lord and ask God to help us. Jesus, we look unto you, from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from you. Lord, you're that tower that the righteous run to for safety, and we praise you for that safety. But we ask you also, Lord, to make us one of those righteous, that we can run to the pavilion, and that we look for that place, Lord, for your help and for your hope today. In the mighty name of the Lord, somebody shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Again, to all of our guests and visitors, thank you for being with us this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to say that the prerequisite to Easter had to be a pretty rough time for the Lord. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that had to be the definition of a bad day for the Lord. And so, you know, I mean, really, what a week. What a week. First, you're having fellowship in an upper room, breaking bread with all of your disciples. All has been taught. All has been shared. Everything's put into motion to cause the church to be born and the Holy Ghost to fall and thousands to receive the Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in tongues within just a matter of days. All of that's put together, organized, and getting ready to go full throttle. And he's breaking bread. All of a sudden he says, there's one here that's breaking bread with us that's going to deny me, or he's going to betray me, should I say. And so it goes from great fellowship, and then all of a sudden it turns into betrayal, and then it turns into a trail to Herod, a trail to Pilate's hall, and a trail to nothing but suffering. And then all of a sudden the pendulum swings all the way to the other side, and there's a resurrection. You talking about emotions flying high those few days. It had to be radical for the Lord. Amen. And so there were some days there that were pretty rough. There were some days there that were pretty bad. I'm going to get positive, but I want you to understand something. Amen. Easter to us is boiled eggs. If you're lucky, chocolate eggs. If you're luckier than that, there's coconut in there. And if you really hit the supreme, there's an almond sitting on top. Woo! And then there's candy rings and all of it. But the Lord didn't go through an Easter egg hunt. He didn't go through a candy ring. He wasn't involved in a service like we've been involved in today. He was creating that for us and blazing a trail for that for us. And he was going through some bad days. And so the definition of a bad day, amen. He was ignored. When he said those words, I believe that it was Judas' last shot for redemption. I believe it was his last shot. Anybody could have taken Judas' place. Amen. I don't believe that anybody in the world was ever born to be lost. And so one more time the Lord said, there's one here that's going to betray me. And the ones that were faithful, and it's just like good preaching. When the preaching comes down and pastor comes to town and begins to tweak some things, amen. The people that he's trying to preach to and trying to reach to don't hear it. But the ones that are already doing it, taking care of business and doing it right, are the ones that feel the conviction. And they're the ones I get calls from late at night saying, Pastor, I'm sorry to wake you up, but was it me? And then I'm glad to say it wasn't you. You go back to sleep and get a good night's rest. And it's the ones that are already in the fight, running through the fire, that feel the conviction again. And the ones you're reaching for, well, he was reaching for Judas, but he didn't reach him. He was trying to touch him, but he didn't touch him. And John, the beloved, leans over and says, Lord, is it me? And it's like the Lord looked at him with those eyes and said, not hardly, buddy. Not hardly. But it was somebody there that was going to ignore him. That's a bad day for the Lord. Listen, could I challenge you a little bit? As simple as it is, amen, don't go through this whole service and ignore him. Because if it wasn't for him, you would not even be here today. Listen, You have nothing to prove to me by ignoring him. And you have nothing to prove to anyone around us by ignoring him. So why don't you just go ahead and at least acknowledge the fact that you wouldn't be here today except it was for the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't leave this building if I didn't clap my hands at least once. I wouldn't leave the building if I didn't just whisper one time, if it was just from my heart, to say thank you, Jesus, for going through a bad day so I can have one like I've had right now. Already. Praise God. They ignored him. He was ignored. And then to make matters worse, he was taken lightly. Amen. He led them out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there is where he prayed, and there was, as it were, great drops of blood, and he was tormented, and there he prayed, and then all of the disciples, all of them, just a handful of them that are responsible, the responsibility for the gospel going around the world for over 2,000 years, and them being the ones that are going to ignite it. Amen. While he's praying in torment, weeping, sweat, like great drops of blood, they're asleep. They're fast asleep. And he even said they couldn't even pray 1 hour. Amen. They couldn't even pray 1 hour. Could I ask some folks today, please, without hurting your feelings, where are you on Saturday night when we come to give God that hour? When you were just now thinking, if I was those disciples, I would really be with the Lord if he's in that kind of agony. Well, he's still in agony over a world that is lost and in sin and without God. And so we still have that chance to give that hour back. Amen. Is he being ignored again? Is he being taken lightly again? And then, thirdly, he was forsaken. He was forsaken. While they were plucking the beard out, while they were hammering a crown of thorns down on his head, and blood was squirting 10 feet away. That's what blood does when you have head injuries. I've had one, I know. And it just was horrific. And then his main disciple, the one that is going to preach the first message of the New Testament church, is standing by the fire warming himself, cussing like a construction worker or a sailor, and telling them, no, I don't know him. No, I've never been with him. No, I don't know who he is. And he was betrayed and he was forsaken. And then finally taken out to a hill and murdered. And if you want to add insult to injury, he wasn't murdered by thieves and robbers and people that would steal something from him, people that would rob him. He was murdered by the church. When Jesus Christ came to declare this gospel and to set it up for the New Testament, the high priest are the ones that hired people to falsely accuse him. And when he was falsely accused, he was judged, and they traded a murderer. They let a murderer go free so they could get their hands on Jesus and crucify him. That came from the temple. Read your Bible. And so if you don't think that there are people that believe wrong, you better think again. And if you don't think that there's a doctrine out there that's not being preached correct, you better think again. The best thing I can tell you is to get your nose in the Word of God and find out what thus saith the Word of the Lord. Amen. Because it's the Word of the Lord that will judge us and not someone's opinion. And he was murdered by those that should have went his direction and assisted him. What would the day of Pentecost have been if the temple and the high priest and everyone involved was with him? Wow. And so it is. Amen. Paul is writing to Timothy, pastor of the huge city of Ephesus. Estimated population, several hundred thousand, even in those days. It was the third largest city in the Roman Empire. Amen. Praise God. I am not so sure how much the Lord likes seeing the reenactment of the crucifixion. I know a lot of churches do it, and we will probably do it in the future, where we'll have Christ being crucified so it can renew in your mind and refresh in your spirit, and so you can get a new sense of appreciation and respect for what he did. But I don't know how much he gets out of seeing that happen all over again, as much as he gets out of seeing the results of what he did that day. I believe better than the reenactment, I think we ought to show him some results today. Already someone's received the Holy Ghost. Already someone's probably received their healing. Already the Lord has blessed people that haven't been blessed in a long time. It was so powerful to see Brother Johnny Garrison running the aisles today. Amen. When he ought to be 6 feet under. It is so powerful to know that Pastor is still able to preach 13 years later after fighting the big battle of cancer. It is so powerful to see people stand and clap their hands that aren't even supposed to be here today. I think the results are what God is looking for on this Easter rather than the reenactment. We don't want to reenact it and then go outside and look for an Easter egg. Hallelujah. We want to show him some results of what he did. I'm tired of the devil laughing at my God and saying there's nobody that's going to respond to the blood. There's nobody that's going to respond to the crown of thorns. There's nobody that's going to worship you. And even if there is, I'll make sure that no, there's somebody that will not. I'll make sure that somebody is influenced to the point that they'll never raise their hand. They'll never clap their hand. For that reason alone, even if I was a rock gut sinner and never had any intention of living for God, I would still show the devil he's a liar. He's a liar. Hallelujah. Amen. Even people that don't want to live for God have a respect for God, and they have an appreciation for God, and they want to thank God for the holes in his hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Every city, large and small, amen, should feel the urgency for the need of worship and praise. Worship is the way we know that the battle is won. Worship, praise forge you through the fire and make you better for your future. Amen. John chapter 12 said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw men unto me." He was put down at Calvary. He should be lifted up at the church. How do you feel about that? At Calvary, he bought it. At Pentecost, he brought it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's still being poured out today. Powerful presence and purpose is here. If we can lift up his holy hands. There are many gods, but there's only one true God. Amen. I would to God, hallelujah, that every Trinitarian could hear that. There are not three gods, there's only one. Amen. The Spirit of God came in the flesh and we called him Jesus. Jesus went away and sent his Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's one God with three. three purposes. Hallelujah. He was God in creation. He was the Son in redemption. And He is the Holy Ghost in the church today. The word Trinity is not even in the Scripture. It's not even in the Bible. It's not even the Word of God. Why? Why? Why do they want to say that? Amen. My Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. My Bible says in Isaiah 43, He said, I alone am God, and beside me there is no Savior. There's nothing beside me. I didn't look at Jehovah Jr. and say, I want you to go and die. God did it Himself when He robed Himself in flesh. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Do you know what that's saying? It's saying the Spirit so loved the world that He gave His only flesh. The only flesh God ever had was Jesus. That's why the angel spoke to Mary and said, that holy thing that is in you is of the Holy Ghost. Listen, if there's three, then God's not even the Father. The Holy Ghost is. That don't even make sense. God is the Father. Jesus was the Sonship, the flesh. Do you understand what I'm saying? He was the embodiment of God, reconciling the world unto Himself. Hallelujah. I didn't mean for it to get all that, but there it is. Hallelujah. If you need more scripture for that, please get with me. Amen. If you want to understand what I just talked about, please get with somebody. They'll help you. There's Bible studies. We want to go in your home. You can come in our home. We can meet at the church. We can have a picnic under the pavilion. Amen. Whatever we got to do to get this word to you, you got to understand what this preacher just said, because that's the truth. And the Bible said the truth will make you free. Amen. Many things you can, there are many things that can be your God, but only one thing can be your Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what other God would permit holes in His hands for the saving of humanity? Hallelujah. Holes in His hands for the hurting. Holes in His hands for the sick. Holes in His hands for the lost. That's a bad day. Somebody said, I'm having a bad day. I don't think I'm going to go to church. You don't think He had a bad day? I'm thankful He that morning He woke up. I'm thankful He didn't decide. He decided that He wasn't going to go to the cross. I'm having a bad day. I don't think I'll go to Pilate's Hall. I don't think I'll let that centurion beat the flesh off my back to where all the insides almost pour out. I'm having a bad day. I don't think I'm going to let them put a crown of thorns on my... I don't think I'm going to let them pierce me through the hands. I don't think I'm going to let them... Hey, we all have bad days. But let's get to the house of God and let the Lord know all of this is going to be good. All of this is going to be great. And all of this is going to be powerful, wonderful, and mighty. Amen. In the wilderness, they lifted Moses' hands and victory prevailed. Hallelujah. I'm simply saying, when they stretched His hands open and pierced them with nails, they did not forge His demise. They gave Him a bad day, but they didn't shut Him down. They opened the windows of opportunity to you and this community. Amen. Hallelujah. When they crucified Him and He breathed His last breath, He said, it is finished. He didn't say He was. He was just getting started. I'm thanking my God for the holes in His hands. Hands that are touching today. Hands that are healing, creating hope, stirring up the gift of God within all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, what are those holes in Your hands? Those are openings of opportunity for all to see and believe that He whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. I know it's Easter, but there's so much more than boiled eggs. In this house, there's hope today. In this house, there's salvation for your soul today. And I want us to get out of ourselves and let a Savior in. You can be, again, your own God, but you cannot be your own Savior. And you can worship things and stuff, but those things and stuff will never take the place of God. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. Someone do you wrong? Don't let that shut you down from God. Someone talk about you, someone negative about you, don't let that shut you down. That's being too simple. Amen. Praise God. We show up for the job, clock in, or register in, or go to our iPhones and let them know we're here or whatever we do. Amen. And we're on the job, and many of us had jobs that we didn't like. Many of us are going to retire from jobs that you don't like, and thus, but you go anyway because you need the finances. You know what? I'm going to go to church because I need that future. Can I let you in on a little secret here? Do your history and understand when Paul was urging Timothy to have Christians pray for everybody, Nero had just already executed Paul's mother. And he's having Timothy to go out and pray for everybody. His wife and his brother-in-law murdered by the same community that he's urging Timothy to go out and pray for. So we lift our hands, maybe wounded hands, without doubt and without wrath, pressing on and continuing in the faith kind of hands. We can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity if we can learn how to lift up holy hands. Marked much like the holes in the hands of a Savior to prove we are what we say we are. Amen. Anybody can worship God when they feel like it. Anybody can come to church when they want to. Anybody can run the aisles when they feel the urge. But I'm asking those to lift up hands with holes in them. Hearts that have been hurt. Spirits that have been broken. And let this world know that I'm not in this because of a sensation. I'm in this because of a revelation. I'm in this because of the truth. I'm in this because of the anointing. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. When God's your priority, all of your problems become His property. That makes me feel better already. Amen. We don't quit until we lay exhausted on the field of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let no past and let no present keep you from the nail-scarred hands that can set your future free and give you the greatest future you have ever had. Hallelujah. Rather than him seeing some apostolic pretend to be crucified, he would sure love to see some sinner become apostolic. Mary. Now I'm going to go back to Easter, Christmas, if you don't mind. Squeeze that little pudgy hand. Kiss that little fat hand of Jesus. Play peekaboo with it. Put a band-aid on that little hand that got scratched in the carpenter's shop. But Mary, just know this, that one day nails are going to be driven through those little hands. And he will lift those hands so I can lift holy hands without doubt. And without wrath, and without hate, and without malice. That little prince of peace is going to grow up and leave us a huge piece of the prince. Praise God. Amen. The definition and the purpose for Easter are totally different. The definition is that he rose from the dead. The purpose for the Lord was for the Lord to show forth by example how we can rise from lifelessness to life everlasting. No, bunnies and chocolates are great, but Easter is so someone could be delivered, healed, set free from rigorous torments of this world. Let's stand together, shall we? Easter to me represents a bad day that the Lord had. And I just want to show the Lord today that as bad as it was, that's how good today is going to end. Because, Lord, if no one else in this house wants to, I want to show you some results. I want to show you what Calvary did. I want to show you what Calvary done. I want to show you what the crown did. I want to show you what the spikes did. I want to show you what that sword slid into your side done. I want to show you what the results are of them folding your feet one over the top of the other and driving a spike long enough to nail both of them. Even at the cross, he was a winner. They carved what he was on that wood and wouldn't let anybody do anything to it, because in the heart of hearts, they knew. They just wanted him out of the way. But you can't get the way out of the way. And though he had a bad day, he had his way. Because he said, for the joy that is set before me, in other words, the joy that is going to come, I will endure the cross. Bring the cross on. That's just a small part of what I'm up to. And for the joy that's going to be after the cross, I'll do the cross. So what is the joy? I'm glad you asked. Because here's the joy. Jesus will be everything. He will be everything. He's going to make heaven for me. I know there's a lot of great things in heaven. Things we can't even comprehend and don't even know about. We just know a sliver. But Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. And here's the joy that he said was set before him. And that is the fact that you and I will make heaven for him. And so I want to make heaven for him, because he's going to make heaven for me. I wonder if there's anybody that will just come and stand and just let's celebrate today's day. We're going to have fun in a little while. I'm going to join with you. I'm going to have a blast as well. I'm not condemning what we do at Easter. Amen. But I sure am promoting what we should do at Easter, and that is give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all of the praise and all of the glory that he deserves and all that he's worthy of.
To worship your name.
Just go into a consciousness of praise. Just go right into a consciousness of glory and honor and thanks.
When I think of your sacrifice,
make him look at you and be glad.
The ultimate price.
Make him look at you and be glad.
Lord, I love to worship your name.
Oh, yes. Give you praise, Jesus.
When I think of your sacrifice,
ooh,
the ultimate price.
I think the Lord's having a good day. I think the Lord's having a good day. Oh, yeah. Somebody give him a great day. Somebody give him a good time. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. 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 I worship your holy name. I praise your holy name. I glorify your name. Yeah. 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 Holy God.
My
Lord.
My Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful. praise your name.
Lord, I love
Glory.
To worship your name.
I'm telling you, he loves it.
And give
I'm telling you, it makes his day. Glory. Glory.
When I think yeah. of your sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. No longer ignored. No longer betrayed. No longer forsaken. No longer forgotten. No longer falsely accused. Oh, but praise. Adoration. Magnify. Glorify. Exalting. Holy name. That holy name. That holy name. That holy name. Let's just give him the result.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. Say that again. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to enjoy your Easter because we saw to it that God had a good day first. And so you spend the rest of it with your family. God blesses you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands. Greet our guests and visitors. Make them want to come back. Come and get your Beast Feast flyers. Sign the line if you want to help us set up and clean up.